Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our old friend Jeff Gaines. Jeffrey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good morning, everybody.
It's great to have you on the line. And we got a show coming up with Jeffrey Gaines. It's going to be at the Falcon on Thursday, February 8th. The show starts at 7 o'clock. And Jeff, are you playing solo? Are you bringing a band? What are you up to?
This one is, it's always, you know, solo and anything goes. You know, a lot of times I just recall, like, when you have a band, you know, it's all scripted, and you got the set list, and the drummer's just counting off the next song on his list. And I just recall oftentimes missing the moment. You know, I'm up front watching what the audience is doing and feeling the immediate nuance and the mood change and stuff like that. And if you have some preconceived notion, sometimes you're right on and sometimes you're right off track. So playing solo, you can just really break it down and just play the next thing that naturally occurs to everybody. It's open to requests. It's open to, you know, explanations finally and reveals about song origins and stuff.
That's definitely one of the best parts about seeing Jeff Gaines. It's almost, solo, you get like a storyteller's kind of show where you talk about the songs, you talk about things that happened that inspired you and, well, just daily stuff, which is what I like because there's a realness to everything. You're living life just like us and you're writing songs about it, which definitely connects to the heart and to the head. So you're doing a great job. For years you've been making great music, writing really thoughtful songs, great melodies, great verses and lyrics, and you've been doing this for quite some time. And we just played a tune, Firefly Hollow, that came out in 2018, and it's a great tune. And have you done anything new lately?
First of all, thank you. Thank you very much, Rick. That was a great, that was a nice list of sweet accolades, man. I appreciate it. Anything new? I think that Firefly Hollow is that's a 2018 release, and lucky to record that out in L.A. with a bunch of really great players. So it's fun, you know, a great story, a great experience to have documented for me, you know, in song. And hopefully for others, they can just enjoy it as well. But anything new is that's very, as far as product, that's the thing. It's like you can write songs and you can have new songs and stuff like that. But until they get pressed up and then audiences can begin to absorb that music, I generally try not to just start playing new songs. Until I found out a way to get them recorded by way of some investor or label or something like that. Because even if I'm motivated. I like the whole knowing that a record's coming out and a label's going to, somebody else is going to help promote and push it. Because just releasing things on these open forums, you know, all the new open forums, there's a song out and it's just, you can go get it. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I keep them kind of hidden until they come out in a package or whatever. So, I mean, in my first album, for instance, I mean, you know, you just, they don't happen until they're on a record. I mean, I might've been playing a bar or, you know, some, I grew up in Harrisburg, some local Falcon, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Just been playing that record. It really only begins once it's like, oh, people can put the headphones on and play the thing and learn that story.
Cause yeah.
Mixing them in live, it's just like, unless you got a nice bootlegger in the crowd, it's really no repeat. It's like, what was that? Was that his? Was it a cover? What was that song? You know? So I think things tend to relate more when people have heard them on their own, and then they can hear the difference between the recorded version that they know and the interpretation of it stripped down and live. So anything new, it's unbeknownst to me. Now, I've not, but my manager Diane Dragonette usually knows what's down the business pike way before they alert me to it. So I just keep writing them and putting them away. You just write them and file them away and just go. You know, as soon as somebody's like, let me hear what he's been doing. You know, if I get that thing, then I perk up a little more. And, you know, it's like company coming over. You know, it's like if you get the call, you kind of straighten up and organize things. But, yeah.
So therefore, we can expect to hear songs that you've recorded and put out in your performance at the Falcon on the 8th.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Yeah, that's what it's about. And I think also there's so many people that come out to even shows in 2024. There's a lot of people who, surprisingly, I still get people like, man, I've always wanted to see you. And I'm like, well, where have you been? You know what I mean? Like, and they're like starting from scratch. So as soon as you step on stage, somebody's like, you know, they start sort of requesting debut songs and just like first record stuff. And I'm like, oh, so you never heard this one? Not live. And I'm like, okay. So by the time the time allotment has run its course, you know, with all the different records that I'm pulling songs from, you're clean out of time. You know, it's like, I'm clean out of time and still haven't played a lot of things. So,
well,
and that's probably, yeah, it's like, it's not really singles based. My career hasn't really been singles based. So it's not like, you know, I mean, I'm digging all over the albums.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But you'll still, let's say, make the folks happy who want to hear Hero and Me.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because it's like, I've never played that in some sort of autopilot mode. It's a challenge. That's a challenge. I think just the doing of that song is challenging to me always. You know, and it's like, you know, that's really the thing about it is, you have to be on board. I have to be on board to perform this stuff, you know, and it's very simple. It's very simple and all that, again, but at the same time, to connect with it emotionally, if you're going to go back and try to deliver some song, you have to get there. You have to get there and then unpack. You know, throughout the song, and pack it up and get on to the next one. It's just like it's a stimulating thing, and I only realize it, like, you realize it when you're in it.
Yeah,
you know, it's very hard for me. I've been kind of questioning or asking myself these things, you know, because like a lot of the time nowadays, my the commutes are you know, are just. It's just quieter, and you know, you're more aware of the miles as they pass, and you know, and you go backstage a place, and it's just me on the road, and you just be in the room there waiting to go, and then you're just very contemplative, and then you say, what's going to turn it on? Like, you know, just from sitting here calmly in the backstage waiting for the show to begin, with no outside stimuli, nothing ramps it up. You just like, so only until like I start does the fuse get lit and it becomes, and you're like, oh, here we are, you know. Oh my god, here it is. And it's like, it just feels so good, but like you can't know it till you're doing it.
So
you know what I mean, like, you just can't.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Now, Jeffrey, when you are playing songs from earlier in your catalog, they've been written in a different time than 2024, do the memories and the imagery and the song all kick in for the delivery? I mean, does it take you back? Do you remember certain things about the lyrics or about the melody that hit you that inspired you to write the song? Does that come through every night you play it?
Yeah, it does. And it comes through, and sometimes it makes me feel, sometimes it makes a fool out of me, huh. You know, huh. and sometimes it makes me very, like when I, for instance, if I'm singing, you know, the song Why, from the debut, and you're like, you know, you know, and the more, and the gun violence has gone up, it sounds like it's brand new. You know, sounds like I just was watching the news that night, you know, unfortunately, and wrote the song. And, you know, you're touching base with things in the now. And, you know, things like that. Simple Prayer comes to mind, where you just, you know, where people are starting, in a sense, maybe to, if I got a song, Simple Prayer, and I'm talking about war's futility, and maybe that summer when I sang it, it was less on people's mind, you know, and you're like, well, why would you write a song like that, man? We're all just having fun. What are you talking about? And then like, oh, wait. And then the song sort of like wakes, or people wake up to the song and find it like it's just been sitting there waiting for your world to understand, you know, where I might have been at.
Yeah, to connect with your art at the same time.
Yeah, so, I mean, so that kind of thing, no matter what year, the chronological thing is almost maybe near neither here nor there, because these things jump around. The songs sort of jump through time. They time travel a bit, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's cool, because then your music essentially becomes timeless. So it doesn't matter if you wrote a song in 1990 and playing it in 2024, the value and the weight of the song still carries.
Wow. Man, yeah, what you said. Man, I love it, man. You got a way with words in daily conversation, whereas for me, I have to put it in a song to find any eloquence.
Well, you know, that's awesome. Part of the greatness of what you do, and to get the words just right, to go in the right order, that's the art. So keep up the good work, Jeffrey Gaines, and we love the words, the feel, the vibe, the music, whatever comes out of you on stage, we're all going to eat up. So we're looking forward to your appearance at the Falcon in Marlborough. Friday, Thursday, February 8th. The doors open at 5:30. So, folks, go have a good meal and get yourself all ready for a great performance from Jeffrey Gaines. 7 o'clock, the show starts. It's at the Falcon in Marlborough on Route 9W. Jeff, knock them dead and give them all you got, and, you know, all that
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. I absolutely will. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. And I look forward to talking to you again in the future, and keep up the good work. And, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed that one of these days somebody with some money bags will put out a new record from Jeffrey Gaines.
All right.
So,
thanks, man.
Yeah, visit Jeff online, send him some money, and tell him you heard him on KZE, and make a record. Jeffrey, all the best here. We look forward to catching up with you soon. And all the best at the Falcon, February 8th, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, live at thefalcon.com. Jeff, what's the website that people can check out what's happening?
For me, it's jeffreygaines.com. Get all the dates and all that stuff, see what's what.
All right. Yeah. Well, until next time, keep up the good work.
All right, man. Be good.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after these messages.